Hello and welcome to The Unseen Cook, and we're back unseen in my kitchen. Now, we've all heard of Coco Van, haven't we? But have you ever heard of Coco Riesling? Hello, and I'm The Unseen Cook, and as I said on the intro, we've all heard of Coco Van. Now, Coco Van, if you haven't heard of it, is essentially a chicken cooked in red wine sauce with bacon and mushrooms and shallots and various other nice bits. And there are many different ways to cook this. You can cook it with a whole chicken, and you can essentially put it into a large casserole and then cook it in the oven slowly. Or you can cook it on the hob and disjoint the chicken, and you can cook it faster. Now today what I'm going to do is I'm going to make an alternative to Coco Van. I'm going to make Coco Riesling, and Coco Riesling is the opposite. Instead of red wine, you use white wine, vast quantities of it. And instead of a whole chicken, I'm going to use chicken breast fillets because A, I don't disjoint chickens, that's not my thing, and B, I don't want to cook that much, so I'm going to use smaller portions, but I'm still going to make the sauce the same way. So what we'll do is we'll just pop through to the kitchen and I'll show you how it's done. Right, for anyone who's never heard of Coco Riesling, it's a bit like Coco Van, and if you've heard of Coco Van, you'll know that that's kind of chicken in a red wine sauce. And this is very, very similar, except it's in a white wine sauce. And the way you usually cook it is with a whole chicken. Now, I'm not going to use a whole chicken because A, disjointing chickens isn't my thing, and B, I don't want that much. So I'm just going to use chicken breasts, and it's slightly easier to manipulate. Now, what I've got here, first of all, is I've got some shallots. Now, ordinarily, you would use normal round shallots that just look essentially like mini onions. But I couldn't get hold of any of those, so I've bought Italian shallots. And they look a bit like bullets. They're kind of that shape. And so what I'm going to do is, instead of putting them in whole, is I'm going to peel those, and then I'm going to chop them into a few pieces. And then I've got some garlic, and I'm just going to chop that fairly finely. Good few cloves of garlic. Then I've got some mushrooms, good few mushrooms. Now, what I also haven't done is I haven't changed the sauce. So usually you would make the chicken and you would kind of half the sauce, but I haven't. And that's because it doesn't matter if you end up with too much sauce, but if you end up with not enough, it's kind of a bit rubbish. So I've kept the sauce amounts the same, and I've just used individual chicken breasts. Now I've got mushrooms, and I've cut those in half. It's a great use of mushrooms that you've got left. I'm forever buying mushrooms to put in things, pasta dishes and things. And then I use a few, and they end up in the fridge, and I don't end up using the rest. So this is a great way, because you need a good few of them. And finally, we have some bacon. Now you can use lardons, which are slightly thicker pieces of bacon, but I'm just using normal smoked back. Sometimes I buy specific ingredients, but on the whole, you can usually compromise with what you've got in the fridge or the cupboards. So I always buy shallots. Shallots are good for risottos and things as well. So, all right, now before I start this, I'm just going to pop the potatoes on. Now I've already peeled the potatoes and put them in some water in a pan. It's going to light that, and that's for the mashed potato. And then what I have here is I have some sunflower oil. Now you can use vegetable oil, but I don't tend to have vegetable oil. And also some butter. I'm going to light this hob. Okay, that's sizzling nicely. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to throw all these bits that I've just chopped up into the pan. Right, now so that's pretty much softened and started to cook. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to turn off the heat, and then I'm just going to remove all that to the plate. And now what I have is chicken breast. I'm just going to dust those, only ever so slightly, with a little bit of flour. Now I'm going to put some more butter and oil into my pan. And I'm going to light that again. And again, now that's melted, I'm going to pop in my chicken breast. Now, if you're doing a lot of these, or if you're doing a whole chicken, you might want to fry these in batches. But I'm not, so I can do everything in a pan at once. But what I want to do essentially is to brown the chicken. And you want to turn those so that they get some colour on both sides. Right, those have been in for a while. What I'm now going to do is all my bacon and mushrooms and garlic and shallots. And I'm going to pop all those back in the pan. Spread them around a bit. And then I'm going to throw in some white wine, a decent amount of white wine, about 500 mils. Careful as you pour it if you're on gas, because you can potentially end up setting light to it. And some chicken stock. And then what you want that to do is you want it to heat through. And you can also put in a bay leaf and some thyme sprigs. Okay, so now I'm going to season that. Now, the recipe calls for a teaspoon of salt. For anyone who has cooked with me before knows that I generally don't cook with a lot of salt. So I'm just going to put a little bit in. Decent amount of freshly ground black pepper. Right, so the potatoes are more or less done, so what I'm going to do is I'm just going to quickly pop those out, and then I'm going to use a ricer to mash these. I can never quite get on with a masher, so a ricer it is. And what I'm going to do now with my potatoes is I'm going to put in a decent amount of butter, and then I'm going to put in a little bit of milk. And then I am going to season this. Mashed potato is the one thing I would season well, because it can be a bit bland. So, decent-ish amount of salt in. And some black pepper. And I'm just going to mix all that together. And then I'm going to put a lid on this saucepan, because then it'll stay warm. And now what I've got a mixing bowl, and over the top of that I'm going to put colander, and then I'm going to very quickly lift out the chicken into the colander, and I'm going to take my pan very gently and tip it into the colander. All of the bits, all the veg and the bacon and everything. And then what's going to happen is all the sauce will all go into the bowl. And now what I have is I have an egg yolk, and into that I'm going to put some cream, and I'm going to take about a ladleful of the cooking liquid, and I'm going to whisk all of that together. And now what I'm going to do is I'm going to pour all this liquid back into the pan. I'm going to switch that on and bring back to hot. There you go, that's heated up nicely. Now what I'm going to do is throw in that cream and egg yolk and sauce mixture. I'm going to stir that, and that's now just starting to thicken. Right, and what I'm going to do now is I'm going to put all the bits that are in the colander, so the chicken and the veg and all of that. And I've got that back into the sauce, so that can all heat through. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to serve that, and while I do that, we'll just have a quick recap.
To make a Coco Riesling, peel the shallots and finely chop the garlic. Halve the mushrooms and chop the bacon. Heat 1 tablespoon of sunflower oil and a knob of butter in a frying pan and fry the vegetables and the bacon until soft. Remove to a plate, then add another tablespoon of sunflower oil and a knob of butter to the pan. Dust the chicken breasts with flour and fry until browned on all sides. Return the bacon and the vegetables to the pan and spread evenly around. Add 500 ml of white wine and 300 ml of chicken stock and bring to the boil. Add 1 bay leaf and 2 sprigs of thyme. Season with salt and freshly ground black pepper. Reduce the heat and simmer for 25 minutes. After 25 minutes, place a colander over a large bowl and tip the contents of the pan into the colander. The sauce will run through into the bowl while the vegetables and the chicken will remain in the colander. Set aside and keep warm. Mix 1 egg yolk with 100 ml of single cream and a ladleful of the cooking liquid and whisk together. Meanwhile, return the remaining liquid to the pan and heat through. Add the cream and the egg yolk mixture to the sauce and stir until the sauce has thickened. Return the chicken and the vegetables to the pan and heat through. Serve with mashed potato.
So that's Coco Riesling Unseen.